Well, this morning our guest is on the phone with us. Kimberly Cavalier is a specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach for Southwest Iowa, and we wanted to talk about a few different events that are coming up that folks might be able to take advantage of. Kimberly, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Well, good. Did you get through the holidays just fine?
Oh, I did. 2023 is starting off pretty busy, but that's all right.
Well, it's good to be busy, and I know you've got you've got some things here for folks to be able to take advantage of right away here in the month of January with some different types of opportunities here. One of them is has to do with looking ahead financially and thinking about retirement and planning. And you've got a couple of different sessions coming up here in the month of January to talk a little bit about that. What will this focus on?
Well, the program that you're talking about there is called Writing Your Retirement Paycheck. And it's actually going to be on January 19th and 26th. It's a two-part series. And it's going to be virtual, so we don't have to get out in the cold weather because we never know what to expect from the weather here. So on January 19th and 26th, you can log on from your home or wherever you are from 6:30 to 8:30, and you can learn about how you can get ready for retirement. You know, we all have paychecks that come in routinely, but then when we retire, we sometimes don't know what to expect. And Writing Your Retirement Paycheck is designed to provide information and resources that we really need when we're approaching those retirement age. The workshop's going to outline key factors to consider before you retire. It's going to talk about strategies to really help take your income and stretch it through retirement. So we're going to be the ones that write our retirement paychecks. And we're going to have two of our family well-being specialists who really focus on the finances. Barb Wallen is going to be one of them, and Kaylin Cody is going to be also one of the instructors. And they're going to help us with topics like inflation and health costs, Social Security. Maybe you need to know more about income tax or investment withdrawals. So it's really going to help us as individuals learn how to make the right decisions about retirement in a way that just provides us clear, non-commercial information so we can make the right decisions.
I think that's an important point, Kimberly, is the fact that when folks do get involved in these online sessions, you're not selling anything. So you don't have to worry about what products to buy necessarily. This is informational.
Oh, yes. We are providing education so that you know what you should do. We're not going to sell you anything, and we're definitely going to provide you with just the information you know to make the decision that's best for you.
Yeah, there's so much that goes into that, and so often during our work lives, we kind of depend on our employer for that paycheck that comes every now and again,
yep.
And for that security that we get from that. But once we get to retirement, it kind of gets scary because the lifeline gets cut, and all of a sudden you have to make sure you have everything in order.
Right, so that's the name of it, Writing Your Retirement Paycheck, because you're going to be the person that's really handling the money and the finances once you retire. So this class is great for anybody who's, say, you know, 5-10 years away from retirement. They're thinking about what they should be doing, and they can log on and learn a lot about what they need to do to prepare.
Absolutely. And what's coming down the road, what you can expect from Social Security and some of those other programs that are out there, too. So, very good.
Oh, yes. All kinds of great information. And it's really easy to register. You can go to the Extension website, which is extension.iastate.edu. And then you look under Human Sciences Programs for Writing Your Retirement Paycheck. Or you can reach out to Barb, who is leading the class. You can reach out to me, and I'll give my information as well, or call your local extension agent.
All right, very good. I know there's a small fee for that particular session. Now, this is a two-part thing, right, or is it two separate opportunities?
It is two parts. Okay. Nope, you get to go to both sessions on Thursday evenings, the 19th and 26th, and there is a $25 fee for a person or a couple if you're going to be attending as a couple. And that's just to help offset the expenses that we have for the program. So not really expensive, and we're not going to try and sell you anything.
All right. Well, very good. So an opportunity there to learn a little bit more about that. We're going to turn our attention now to something we all love, and that's food. There is a child care provider training coming up that involves meal planning, and that's coming up here at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic, here not too far down the road in the month of February. And it's an opportunity for folks to learn more about certification and what needs to happen when you're involved in child care providing, correct?
Right. So our child care providers across the state have to have a certain number of hours for continuing education, and this is one of the programs that they can attend. And this is a really fun program because, you know, if we had a magic wand and we could just wave it and all of our foods were nutritious and convenient and they, you know, that was as easy as it was, but that'd be great, right? But that doesn't happen. We all know that. You know, we want to eat good food for us, but it's not always easy. So this program is going to be with one of our food and health specialists, Leah Brook, and Leah is going to teach us best practices for planning and serving meals, engaging the kids in child care and physical activity, and really just encouraging these child care providers to make healthy meals and snacks. Plus, I think that there might be some samples of some of those healthy foods available.
We like samples.
And yes, we like samples. And that is going to be, like you said, held at the Cass County Community Center on February 13th in the evening. And that's a Monday. And it's going to be from 6:30 to 8:30. And it is just one class. It's for 2 hours. And anybody that is involved in child care should attend, because not only do you learn a lot of great things, you get those free samples, and you get DHS credit for the time that you attend.
All right, very good. And is registration similar?
Yep. Everybody can go online to the Extension website and search for these programs. Or if you need some help, you reach out to your Extension office in your county. In your case, the Cass County Extension office right there in Atlantic can help you. Or if anybody has any questions, I always say, reach out to me. I don't have all the answers, but I know who does. So they're welcome to reach out to me. I am available at 712-542-5171 to help with any questions or getting registered for these classes or any of the others that we have.
All right, very good. Well, I want to turn this page again here and look at another event coming up. There's been a lot of focus in our local counties here in the last few years now with regard to mental health and well-being. And you've got a session coming up on Tuesday, January 24th. It'll be an online session for most of the day, but involving youth mental health first aid. Tell me about that.
Well, mental health is actually one of my focus areas, and it is, there's such a need for it. And this particular class called Youth Mental Health First Aid is for adults who work with youth. And young adults can definitely experience mental health and addiction challenges. So this course is going to introduce some of those mental health challenges that youth might experience. It talks about what typical adolescent development might be and what they might see going on in their lives. And we actually learn a 5-step action plan that will help us as adults who care about, work with, and want to help youth who might be experiencing a crisis. It is almost an all-day workshop. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and it's online. So you can log on, you can become actually a certified youth mental health first aider, and that's a certification that's good for 3 years. So I really encourage anybody who is, you know, say a 4-H volunteer or a youth group leader, maybe you work in a school or whatever you might do that you work with youth, or if you have a youth in your life, and you want to be able to recognize and help youth that are having a mental health challenge, I highly recommend this course.
All right, very good. And again, the registration, similar to the other two?
Same thing. With any program with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, you can go to our website and you can register there. You can call your local extension agent, talk to them about it, and we'll help you get registered. But if you want to go online, it's www.extension.iastate.edu/human sciences.
And this is just kind of a short sampling of some of the different types of programming that is offered through Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. And Kimberly, I know the wintertime, as you mentioned earlier, can be a little tough for folks to get around. You do have a number of online offerings that folks could look into.
Oh, gosh, yes. I highly recommend that you go on and you look at some of the things we have available. The one thing with Extension is we cover almost everything. A lot of people know that we have wonderful agriculture programs and great programs for our youth through 4-H. But we have classes for parents and caregivers. We cover from young children all the way up, like we said, to retirement. So if you're looking for a program, we have a lot of programs available virtually, especially during the winter months when sometimes travel in Iowa isn't that great. And you can find those programs and more at extension.iastate.edu/human sciences. Or, like I said earlier, give me a call at 712-542-5171, and we can get you more information.
Very good. Kimberly Cavalier is a human sciences specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach for Southwest Iowa. And we appreciate all the good information, Kimberly. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.